Welcome into Making a Splash with us on 97.9 The Hill with our friends over at Goldfish Swim School. They bring us this segment on the first Friday of every single month, which means, hey, it's April 1st. Great to have them back on to share some family swim safety tips, special events, and exciting promotions happening over at Goldfish. The team over at the swim school made up of excited, motivated people, and we want to hear what sets their staff apart. So joining me in the studio to talk a little bit more about that is Manuel Alex, owner of this Goldfish Swim School in Chapel Hill. Manuel, welcome back onto the program. How's it going? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Thank you very much for having me, Brighton. I appreciate it. Very exciting time. Exciting time in the area, I would say.
No kidding. I mean, this is like one of the first true spring feeling days because we have pollen out there. I imagine it means that people are probably getting ready for a busy summer, and that includes some swim lessons over at Goldfish.
Definitely. There's been some escalation in emotions as far as people and traveling and wanting to get out there, and definitely a need and a demand for swim lessons, which is fantastic, but also you know, you want to keep the experience what the experience needs to be. And so high standards as far as that is the goal, of course.
Yeah, of course. Well, and you mentioned those high standards. I know Goldfish, you guys look for a particular type of people in your staff. What makes Goldfish employees so special in your eyes? Because as you say, as that demand goes up, you guys need staff, and you guys need good staff as well.
You know, you do search for each individual employee. And I would say that it's intimidating for a lot of people to try and say, okay, do I have enough personality to do it? Do I have, you know, can I put myself out there to communicate and work with kids? You know, each student has their own unique background with water. So your ability to relate to them and create a relationship and communicate with them effectively makes your ability as a communicator as a whole develop, and especially in a professional sense. But, you know, we celebrate, we do, you know, a lot of workshops to help kind of tinker with swim lessons, give staff tips and tricks. We're constantly, you know, even on the deck of the pool, analyzing what can we do better, or how do we make it better. So the personalities we look for is more people that are willing to learn and to be trained, the willingness to learn a new set of skills or a new avenue of how to communicate with not just students, but their parents and grandparents, and you know, an ability to lead a class. And that's intimidating for some, but the ability for us to train them and to really allow them to shadow teachers who have done it for a while kind of sets it up from like uncomfortable to comfortable to confident to capable of teaching. And then they do surprise us a lot of cases. A lot of the teachers surprise us with their ability to put their own spin on how they communicate.
Of course. And that's, of course, what you're hoping that the swimming students will experience too, right? They might not necessarily be confident getting in the water for the first time. So the teachers are working with kids or those who are learning in a very vulnerable stage. But then they get, you know, through the teaching, they get used to it. And then they, I imagine, end up surprising folks too. But it takes a special kind of person to work with people who are in that kind of vulnerable setting, whether it's fear, whether, you know, whatever the emotion is, right?
Yeah, oh, definitely. No. And I mean, again, much like you just alluded to the students are already kind of uncomfortable at you know, a little bit of fear coming in. And in a lot of cases for some teachers, it is that way too. And because it's new and it's new environment, and now all of a sudden, you know, they're setting the student down in front of you, and the student's looking at you, expecting you to do what you're trained to do. And the ability to overcome, I would say, much similar to any other skill throughout life, is presenting that opportunity and the ability to start and make that jump in feet first mentality into, you know, each class. And then you start connecting with those kids. They're excited to see you on a weekly basis, as much, if not more, than you are as excited to see them. And so we try to keep that consistency there. And I would say, as far as staffing, it is nice to have a consistent schedule as a staff member to say, okay, I teach on these 2 or 3 days a week, every week. And it's not constant fluctuation in scheduling. They're able to schedule, you know, their personal lives outside of that time.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would say, to me, one of the most effective tools is they're not late shifts. You're not getting home at 10, 11 o'clock at night trying to get up the next day to go to school.
Yeah.
You know, most of our shifts end around 7, 7:30 for a lot of the shifts, and then some swim team goes later. But the ability to come in, kind of do your thing for 3 hours, you know, sometimes 3.5 hours, that's it. I mean, it's not overly complicated, not there's not a lot of downtime or like sit back and kind of let it come to you. It is kind of, for a lot of people, makes time go by really fast when you're in the water, which is awesome. I love that.
Yeah. We're speaking with Manuel Alex, who's the owner of Goldfish Swim School here in Chapel Hill. They, of course, bring us our Making a Splash segment every single month. And we're talking about staffing over at Goldfish. You mentioned what you're looking for in potential employees and all of your employees. And you mentioned some of the things that Goldfish kind of offers and with those positions in terms of the flexibility and the time. But what are some of the other things that employees should expect to gain from working with you and working with Goldfish?
So the flexibility part is extremely helpful. I would say the ability to pick up other shifts if you want to come in and work more on certain weeks. The ability, if you're like 2 weeks away from a family vacation, to trade with a friend on a particular shift to, like, you know, specific to this week, you know, spring break is an effective week of kind of, you're out of town this spring break, but you're here in the summer, you work with your friend on different days, and you develop the friendships, not only that with similar backgrounds, but you're all teaching the same. So it may not be somebody from your school, it may be a school nearby that you also effectively teach with. I would say for me, as a professional development, you know, the ability to communicate with people of different age as a teacher, you know, whether you're in a job interview, whether you're in a professional setting, whether you're speaking on the radio, you know, the ability to effectively communicate and not take those instances as the most intimidating, you know, this is that initial step. This could be the training to not take every interaction as a, you know, what are you going to say that's wrong? What are you going to do that's wrong?
Yeah.
You know, in those moments, that ability to communicate with them, you know, students younger than you, a generation that's older than you,
yeah,
moms, dads, grandparents, you're learning to communicate with them. You know, the ability at, you know, 15, 16, 17 years old to be even a deck supervisor. So when you're going on a college application, you're writing, do you have any background in working with people? Actually, I was the supervisor of swim lessons for up to, you know, could be 200 kids. You know, that's a huge, a step up and a leg up professionally that isn't necessarily, you know, a selling point for employees to come in, but it's more of a, wow, I didn't realize how confident I could become,
sure,
as a person and a communicator outside of the school by having this constant interaction on week in and week out. You know, meeting people isn't as intimidating anymore for them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if any of that is speaking to people out there or people who are thinking that they're looking for something like this to do, where you get to work with kids a lot, look to grow your communication skills, leadership skills along those lines, where should they go to find out more or to try and apply to work at Goldfish Chapel Hill?
I would say I tried to make it as easy as possible. You go to goldfishswimschool.com and slash Chapel Hill, or it says add your or check your location, select Chapel Hill. Right on the landing page, it says apply right now. And you can do it on your phone, tablet, PC, whatever works best to do. Very easy steps to go through and hopefully, you know, grow the team to provide the best service and our core value of, you know, golden experience that we can for as many kids as we can possibly fit.
Got it. Well, we're wrapping up here with Manuel Alex, the owner of Goldfish Swim School in Chapel Hill. Again, they're the ones who bring us our Making a Splash segment. Before we go, Manuel, you were hearing me talk about Final Four Friday right before we came on the air. In the spirit of Final Four Friday, different sport than swimming, but I'm sure you have a lot of new families that have started or are planning on starting swim lessons soon. As we mentioned, summer is going to be right around the corner. In your mind, what are the final four things that families need to do before their child's first lesson at Goldfish?
First thing I would always say is make sure you have your time. First and foremost, time, date, day of the week that you're coming. Second would be that, you know, you're encouraging your student to try this or to do something new, you know, that this will be a new environment with new experiences. So encouraging, you know, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be exactly what you want. Third thing would be, you know, making sure that you have things like your towel and your goggles, change of clothes, you know, that all those are together ahead of time so you're not rushing to get everything going. And then upon arrival, you know, our front desk is right around the corner when you walk in. Just check in. You know, they'll show you around. They'll answer any questions that you have. A lot of families, you know, it's not just mom and dad bringing them. Sometimes it's grandparents bringing them or aunts and uncles and guardians. You know, a lot of nannies we have that bring the ability to kind of ease their logistics of how this works and
sure.
what is going on helps them feel comfortable with it. And then, you know, we have Wi-Fi so they can have their time on their phone
yeah.
during that period.
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, I know it's an incredibly exciting and busy time. It's always exciting over at Goldfish Swim School. I mean, if you guys walk in there, you know what a cool place it is. So if you are looking to sign up for lessons, I mean, I'm sure that it's bananas right now, but if you're looking to learn more about Goldfish or apply to work with their awesome team and make a big splash of your own, be sure to go to their website, as Manuel said earlier, goldfishswimschool.com/chapel-hill, or go to the main Goldfish Swim School site and look for Goldfish Swim School Chapel Hill. You can also find them on Facebook and Instagram to stay up to date with all the cool things Goldfish are doing. Manuel, Alex, thanks so much for coming back on Making a Splash, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you, Brighton.